Good morning, everyone. Unfortunately, Bruce lost his father yesterday. He's on the way to the Levaya right now. So let's dedicate all the words of Torah we're about to say to Bruce's father's memory. And Be'ezrat Hashem, the family should be able to continue the legacy of his father in health and in happiness for many, many more years. And of course, cherish his memory. So all the words of Torah we're about to say is in memory of Bruce's father. We all owe Bruce a great debt of gratitude, as even on the way to the Levaya, going to the airport, he made sure that this shiur and every other shiur that's happening today is going to happen on time. So obviously, the least we can do is to dedicate the words of Torah in his memory, the memory of his father, of course. One of the issues that many, many people ask about on Shabbos is the famous joke called Nisht Shabbos Gerecht. Everyone here knows Chinese? Nisht Shabbos Gerecht. What does that mean?
It's not proper.
It's not proper to talk about it on Shabbos, but I'm not going to talk about that today. What I am going to talk about is a subcategory of that Nisht Shabbos Gerecht, and that is the famous issue of Hachana Mikodesh L'chol, or preparing from Shabbos to the weekday, or, if you would like, preparing from Shabbos to the day after Shabbos, which may not be a weekday. Could anyone give me an example?
From Shabbat to Yom Tov, Shabbos is going to be the day after.
Shavuos is coming up, correctly stated. We're going to have a Yom Tov after Shabbos. Now, the Yom Tov is on Sunday. In general, we're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to the day after. And this is based on a Mishnah at the top of the source sheet, Maseches Shabbos. I quoted it from the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. You can put away your dishes or put away your clothing if you would like in a place as much as you like. And when you get up in the morning, you can make your bed. You cannot make your bed so it can be ready for you to sleep after Shabbos. In other words, when you get up from your Shabbos shluf with the children still fresh in your stomach, you cannot go ahead and make your bed in preparation for after Shabbos. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, and he just repeats the words of the Mishnah, that ultimately you can't do this. The Shulchan Aruch goes on, and even in Hilchos Yontif it says, Arsula afotu levashelu lishchot biyom tov litzarech machar. If on Sunday it's Shavuos, and you want to make a barbecue for Shavuos, that's allowed. However, you can't make a barbecue on Shavuos in order to save the food for the day after Shavuos. Afiluhu Shabbat o Yom Tov. Even if the next day is Shabbos or Yom Tov, there's no preparation from one day to another. Now, as you could see here, there's basically, in a very, very vivid way, the Mishnah is telling us, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not just in melachot, like on Yom Tov, to actually cook or shecht. It's even in non-melacha activity, such as, what was the example in our Mishnah? Making your bed from Friday, from Shabbos to after Shabbos. That's not a melacha, not the oraisa, not the rabbana, not a minhag. You can make your bed, there's no malacha involved, but if you're doing it as an act of preparation from Shabbos day after Shabbos, it's not allowed. So if you just think about this, there's so many things we do on Shabbos that ultimately, if you think about it, the examples are endless. Can anyone tell me more examples?
Washing dishes.
Washing dishes. If you don't need the dishes for Shabbos anymore, the meals are over, you can't wash the dishes from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos according to this. What else?
Cleaning off the table?
Cleaning off the table we'll get to. A little problematic in the way you're saying it. On the surface, if it's for a meal after Shabbos, no. Let's just say, suffice it to say at this point of this year, if you're sitting by Shalosh Shudas, it's already after sunset and Shabbos is about to end, it's very, very evident that you're cleaning off the table not for Shabbos, but
for
after Shabbos. If it's the middle of the day and Shabbos is going to go out in 10 hours from now, maybe not, but we'll get to that. So what's the reason for this? Why is it that the Chachamim came along and said that we're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos when we're not talking about the Malachot that God said not to do? So if you look at the next source on the sheet, you'll see a fascinating machlokas as to the reason for this between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Perach Kof Gimel, subdivision 7, Asur lahadiach ke'arvot ve'alfesin v'chayotze behen. You're not allowed to wash the dishes on Shabbos right after Shabbos. Mipnei shehu ke'metaken. Can anyone explain those words? Mipnei, it's like, shehu, that is, it's like, it is, ke'metaken. What's metaken?
Being repaired.
Repair. Now, metaken kli, or metaken mana, is a halachic term saying that if you have a guitar that's broken and you have to fix one of the strings, if you fix it, is that a biblical prohibition, a rabbinic prohibition? What is that? If you have a shelf, and the shelf is totally built, and there's one screw missing, the shelf is built. If you screw in that last screw on Shabbos, is it a biblical prohibition, a rabbinic prohibition, or none of the above?
It sounds like a makeh bepatish.
Very good. A biblical prohibition called makeh bepatish. We have a biblical prohibition called boneh, building something from scratch. And we have an additional biblical prohibition called makeh bepatish, literally the last hammer blow, which means the last screw screwed into the shelf. The last act you do to finish a kli, whatever it might be. So ultimately, says the Rambam in this case, you're not doing that. After all, the dish remains a dish, whether it's clean or not clean. But it looks like it's makeh bepatish, and therefore he's very careful to use the word ke-me-ta-ken. It's like makeh bepatish. Why? Because when the dish is dirty, you're not going to use it. But when it's clean, it's now ready for use. Now again, it's different from the last screw which you put into a shelf, because there, you're making it ready la'olmeyat, forever. Hopefully the screw will never unscrew. But in this case, says the Rambam, it's kimetaken, it's like you're fixing the dish. So when you get the table cleaned off, it's like fixing it, because now it's ready for the next meal. When you make your bed, the bed is a bed before and after, but if you make your bed, it's like finishing it because it's now ready for its next use. The Ravid disagrees and says, with due respect, this is not a makeh bepatish, it's not even a quasi-makeh bepatish. Says the Ravid on the left side, Omer Avraham, the Ravid's real name was Avraham, kol zeh eino asur, elo b'pnei shehu torach l'chol. The whole reason why hachana mikodesh l'chol, preparing from Shabbos to after Shabbos, is raw, is because it's Torach l'chol. What's Torach l'chol? Tircha. What's a tircha? We even have a word in English for it. Matriach you. What does that mean? A guy goes out of his way to come to your house to give you back your cell phone that you've forgotten this year. I am so sorry to matriach you. What does that mean? Working hard. Torach, tircha, for chol. You're working for chol. On Shabbos, can you take 5 chairs from your neighbor's house up 50 steps to your house because you're hosting 5 guests? Can you?
On Shabbos,
with an Eruv in the town, can you take chairs from your house to my house, go up 50 steps? By the time you get up to 50 steps, depending on your heart, you are probably going to be out of breath. Your hands are going to be hurting. Can you or can't you?
Yes.
Why? Because you're working hard for
Shabbat.
For Shabbos. Now, let's take the same scenario. You have 5 guests coming over after Shabbos. At about Shalosh Shudas time, you go to your neighbor's house, you say, can I borrow 5 chairs? He's a nice guy. He says, yes. You take the 5 chairs, you bring it up the steps. Is that okay?
No.
No. Why?
Because it's 5 chairs prepared.
Because you're working hard for after Shabbos. We have a machloket Rambam and Ravid. Why is it that you can't prepare before Shabbos to after Shabbos? According to the Rambam, it's like you're fixing it to be ready for use. It's a quasi-makeh bepatish from Shabbos to after Shabbos. Now the Rambam is very, very clear. If you're doing this quasi-makeh bepatish for Shabbos, it's fine. But it's not a real makeh bepatish after all. The dish is a dish. You're just cleaning it off. You're making it ready for use. But if you're doing it from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, no good. According to the Ravid, that's not the reason. The reason is you're working hard for after Shabbos. All agree you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to after Shabbos, but is there a ramification between the Rambam's reason Namely, it's a quasi-makke bepatish. And the Ravid who says it's working hard for the weekdays. Well, let's see. Let's say you're doing it for Shabbos. You're doing something that you don't really need on Shabbos, but you're doing it for the sake of Shabbos. What do I mean? So the example given before is cleaning off the table. You finish lunch at around 1 o'clock. You clear off the table. By 1:15, the table is clean. Is that forbidden? Well, according to the Rambam, it's very simple. If you're doing something to make it ready for use for after Shabbos, namely Shalosh Shudas is over, and you're not going to eat any more meals, it's a quasi-makeh bepatish. It's obviously forbidden. But according to the Ravid, the reason was you're working hard for after Shabbos. In this case, maybe you're not working hard for after Shabbos. Maybe you're working hard for Shabbos. Now, you're not working hard for Shabbos because you physically need the table to eat on, but here you're working hard for Shabbos for other reasons. And I'll give you two examples, objective and subjective. An objective example brings the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quoted before in Siman Shin Bet. Umikol makom, says the Mishnah Berurah, im amita omedet beveito v'hu davar meguneu bizayon l'shamachi amot kach. If you have a bedroom, and on the bed you have a blanket, and the blanket is not made up, and the pillow is not fluffed, and you're looking at this bed the whole Shabbos afternoon while you're reading the newspaper or learning a Gemara, hopefully in the opposite order, and you're saying, this looks terrible. I can't stand looking at this. I mean, it's Shabbos, the bed's not made. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Mutar lahatziah! The Mikra Tzarech Shabbat, and he brings it in the name of the Magen Avraham, Vishar Achronim. What does he basically say? He's assuming, A, the reason is not like the Rambam, that you're quasi getting it ready for use, because if it was, you are getting it ready for use, you're getting it ready to sleep on. He's like the Ravid saying, you're working hard for after Shabbos. Here says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not working hard for after Shabbos. On Shabbos, you cannot stand looking at that bed unmade. The carpet is smushed, you want to straighten it out, the rug. It's not for after Shabbos, it's for Shabbos. I should look at the rug and I should feel my house is nice and clean. You sweep the floor. You don't need to sweep the floor because guests are coming. You don't need to sweep the floor because ants are coming. You need to sweep the floor because you want to feel good. You want the house to be clean. That is not working hard for after Shabbos, that's working hard for Shabbos itself. So, taking the example of the dishes, and we'll get to that in a moment, if a person feels that leaving the dishes in the sink unwashed bothers him or her, it's non-hygienic, what would you say? According to the Rambam, nothing okay to talk about. It's like you're getting it ready for use for after Shabbos, finished. According to the Ravid, you're just working hard for after Shabbos. Are you working hard for after Shabbos? No, why? Because if you leave the dishes unwashed, the ants will come, the bugs will come. So you're not working hard for after Shabbos. What are you doing?
You're cleaning, making it nice for Shabbat.
You're making it nice for Shabbat. And again, I'm not going to paskin on this particular shayla of washing dishes after lunch, because each person has to subjectively ask, does it bother them? Yeah. Maybe it doesn't bother you. You have a dishwasher, you put it all into the dishwasher, you close the door. It doesn't bother me. On the other hand, if it's sitting on the counter and you're looking at these disgusting dirty dishes, maybe it does bother you. So who was asked this question? The Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer of Eliezer of Waldenberg was the posek of a very important hospital in Yerushalayim called Shari Tzedek. Nishalti memashkiach bet acholim bekan. I was asked by the mashkiach in the hospital here. This is a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yudalet Simon Lamed Zayin. He says, Im efshar lahatir adachat klei achila bebet acholim la'achar gmar ha'aruchot b'shabbat b'yom. Hagam shebechlet lo yishtamshu od b'hem b'oto yom. He wants to know, after lunch on Shabbos in this hospital, you understand how many patients are in the hospital, can the workers wash the dishes? Now, they don't need it for the next meal. Shabbos is over, let's say, 5 o'clock. They're going to serve dinner at 7 o'clock. So again, according to the Rambam, nothing to talk about. It's a quasi-makeh bepatish, we're finished. But, on the other hand, says the Tzitz Eliezer, the Hanalat Beit HaCholim, the administration of the hospital, the Chen Mitam Misrad HaBriyut, and the Ministry of Health, Dorshim Sot, they demand it. Not because they want it ready for dinner. They don't care about the dinner that's happening at 7 o'clock after Shabbos. Anyone want to claim those words in English?
Hygienic and sanitary.
Hygienic and sanitary. Now, that's not so much objective. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. They say from a sanitary and hygienic point of view, the hospital is full of germs anyway. We don't want dishes sitting around. That will bring even more germs. Comes along the Tzitzel Yezer and quotes a Rashi that we'll quote in a few moments, and he says that the whole reason that you're not allowed to wash dishes from Shabbos to after Shabbos is because it's for after Shabbos. However, says the Tzitzel Yezer, Nitan ledayek, Shaha kol shaha hadachal lo ba l'shem achol, hagam shena gam l'tzorach ha-shemush bahem l'shabbat. Says the Tzitzel Yezer, when you wash the dishes, not because you want them ready for after Shabbos, but because you want them to be cleaned on Shabbos. Why? He said what? Hygienic and sanitary reasons. Then he says it's okay. And he quotes a Maharshag. The Maharshag, the Shuta Maharshag says, Im rotze lahatziah mitot, if you want to make the beds, or lahadiach kilim b'shabbat, or wash the dishes in your sink on Shabbos after lunch or after Shalosh Shudas, b'shvil, what's going to be the next word? If because... Not because you want it ready for your Malava Malka after Shabbos. Not because you want the dishes for Sunday dinner. But rather, Shahabayit na'eyoter. The house is nicer. Im amitot mutza'ot ba. If the beds are made. Va'kelim udachim ba. Imagine coming into your house after your Shabbos shpatzir. Can I talk a little Jewish here? Your Shabbos walk. And you come into the house, and what do you see on the counter? The chulin pot, the dirty dishes, the glasses. You've seen the scene, right? Oh, you know, prepare from Shabbos day after Shabbos. Says the Shuta Maharshag, imagine the feeling when you come into the house, and the house is clean. Friday after, on Shabbos afternoon, a good Shabbos, how are you? Nice to see you. Such a pleasure to be here. Are you doing it for Shabbos, for after Shabbos, or are you doing it for Shabbos? You're doing it for Shabbos. You want to sit in a clean house, says the Shuta Maharshag. That's okay. Why? Ki hem ki shut lahabayit. Azai be'emet mutar ladiach latziah gam b'shabbat. So basically, according to this, if you select the Rambam, it's a quasi makeh bepatish. You make it ready for use. There's nothing to talk about. Finished. You can't prepare from Shabbos day after Shabbos. But if you select the Raivite, that you're working hard for after Shabbos, then all you have to do is take that same rivet and take out one word. And what's that? You're working hard, not for after Shabbos, but you're working hard for Shabbos. Cross out the after, if it's for Shabbos. But you have to be serious with yourself. The Mishnah Berurah, the Tzitzel Yezer, and the Shut Maharshag all say, if you're doing it for Shabbos, namely, you want to come into a house where there's no dishes on your counter. You want to come into a house where the beds are made. And it makes you feel good on Shabbos, then it's okay. So again, you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos day after Shabbos, but if you're doing something that's not a malacha, but you're doing it for Shabbos, either for your own feeling, your own consciousness, your own cognitive, I would say, level of comfort that the house is clean, or for sanitary, hygienic reasons, from the department of the Ministry of Health and whatnot, then it's okay. But if you're doing it for after Shabbos, then not. So it's very interesting that we found the halacha that it's just the same act as the act, cleaning the dishes or making the bed. All you have to ask yourself is one serious question. You have to be honest with yourself. Am I making the bed now for after Shabbos or for Shabbos? Now there's dead giveaways. If you need a drink of water and you're cleaning out the cup, it's a dead giveaway that it's for what?
Hygienic reasons.
No. You have a cup of water. You want a cup of water. The cup is not clean. You want to clean the cup and drink on Shabbos. Is it a dead giveaway that it's mutter or usser?
You're allowed to do it.
Of course you're allowed to do it. It's for Shabbos. On the other hand, if you have a chulin pot, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Correct? And the chulin pot is safely stored away in the dishwasher. And you go ahead and you say, hi, I'm going to clean the chulin pot now. Why it bothers me that it's in the dishwasher. Can anyone in this room think in their wildest dreams that you're doing it for Shabbos? Of course not. Where is there no dead giveaway in between these two extremes? When you have dishes stacked on the counter. So some people would say, it doesn't bother me for a few hours. Shabbos is over, I'll clean them after Shabbos. And other people will say, it does bother me. I want a hygienically sanitary house. You can look at a bed. You could say, it doesn't bother me to clear to make my bed. Other people will say, I can't stand looking at that bed that's not made. You have to be serious with yourself and ask yourself, is it for Shabbos or after Shabbos? Turning the page over, we have three caveats I would like to share with you that ultimately allow us to prepare from Shabbos to after Shabbos. One is a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, 118a. Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Ke'arot Shachal Behen Arvit, the dishes that you ate from Friday night, can you wash them for Shabbos morning?
If you need them.
Of course, you need them. Actually, the Gemara doesn't say if you need them. It's like a dead giveaway. Tomorrow you're going to eat from the dish. You have another meal on the schedule, on your itinerary. Shachris, midichin lechol b'hem tzoharayim. When you eat your second meal on Shabbos, you wash the dishes for Shalosh Shudas. Batzoharayim, but already Shalosh Shudas came and you ate. Midichan lechol b'hem b'mincha. If you want to eat again, you can wash them. Mina mincha ve'elach, but from mincha time, probably here meaning mincha ketana, namely you're very much close to the end of Shabbos, shuv eino madiach, you don't wash the dishes, but kosot ve'kitniot ve'tzlichiot, small things like cups and things that you will need, like a teacup, cups in general, madiach ve'olech kol ha'yom kolo, b'tnei kesh'en keva l'shtia. You may not need another meal, but many people do have a drink on Shabbos, even later in the afternoon. Rashi explains, shuv eino medichan, de'ena dachazo ela l'chol. What does Rashi, how does Rashi explain this whole Gemara? Very simple. If you need it for Shabbos, you can wash it on Shabbos. If you don't need it for Shabbos, you can't. Shulchan Aruch Paskins exactly this way. In Simon Shin Kaf Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Afilu Eser Kotzot, Veino Tzarich Ela Le'echad, comes the Mishnah Berurah and gives us his first heter. If you have in the sink 10 cups, and you need a drink of water, how many cups can you wash?
Okay.
Read the Mishnah Berurah again, please. Afilu eser kosot, ve'ino tzarich elo le'echat, rashai lahadiach kulan, tehoil ve'ra'ui lo kol echad utran kulan, v'hu adin shemitzi'in yud mitot. Says the Mishnah Berurah caveat number one that I like to call one for all and all for one. Have you heard the term before? If you're already washing a cup because you need it for your cup of water, you can wash all the cups in the sink. If you need one plate, you can wash all the 10 plates. The same thing spills over to Hilchos Yontif. We have a precedent for this. On Yontif, you're only allowed to cook for that day, and you're only allowed to cook for Jews, not for non-Jews, not for animals and other things. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't make a barbecue on Sunday Yontif for the next day. Okay. Aval! Everyone ready for this? What does that mean?
You can cook for a whole pot of meat. Even if you finally eat one piece of meat.
Correct. You can put in 10 pieces of chicken, even though you're only going to eat one. Once you're doing the act and it's permitted, you can take the same act and extract it. Namely, if you're not making the beds because you don't need it for Shabbos, you can't make any beds. But if you're already making one bed, you can make all the beds. If you're not going to drink or eat, you can't wash the cups or the plates. But if you're going to eat or drink, you can wash everything else in there. Why? Because you're already washing one, you can wash the rest. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yontif. V'afilu davar shenot milacha v'akircha ba'alma kegon hadacha kerot ba'avad yayim yomtov lechaveh v'gam ken asur. The Mishnah Berurah says, have no qualms. It's also usur to do things that are not a milacha from Shabbos to after Shabbos. But if it's for Shabbos, you can do one for all and all for one. On this particular note, I just wanted to note that my own Rebbe and mentor, Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, felt that Hachana Mikodesh L'chol is only in Malachos. It's not in other things. But then he said that Rav Amital, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, my other Rebbe, paskened otherwise, and therefore we're not going to do it. And it actually came out that a year like this year. Yom Yerushalayim was Motzei Shabbos. The yeshiva had a big celebration. So it's, you know, in your house, to prepare a Yom Yerushalayim celebration, it's not so much of a big deal. When you have 300, 400, 500 students, how are you going to get the dining hall ready from Shalosh Shudas to Motzei Shabbos? So Rav Lichtenstein gave a whole shiur where he felt that Achana Mikodesh Lecho is only really in Malachot. And then at the end of the shiur, like the last minute, he said, but Rav Amital feels differently, so we're not going to prepare anything from Shabbos to Yontif. First of all, I learned what humility meant. Second of all, I learned what working together means. And thirdly, I wasn't in the shiur, but I would have asked, because all the Gemaras we saw are not talking about Malachos. They're talking about things that are not Malachos. Washing dishes and cold water, of course. Making beds, again, not in a way that's forbidden on Shabbos. But he did feel this way. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and it seems like the Pshat is otherwise. To make a long story short, we said until now that you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos day after Shabbos. Two reasons given. According to the Rambam, it's a quasi-makeh bepatish. It's a quasi getting it ready for use. And therefore, there's nothing to talk about at Teirum. The Ravitzin says otherwise. It says you're doing something, you're working hard for after Shabbos. So as long as we can make a case that you're working hard for Shabbos, it would be okay. And we just saw the first heter. There was this called one for all and all for one, which means if you're already washing out one cup, you can wash out 10 cups. If you really need a cup of water, you can wash out all 10 cups. If you really need one plate, you can wash out all 10 plates.
What about preparing for the Malava Malka?
You're not allowed to prepare for Malava Malka. You can see in the Mishnah Berurah here, Hava'at Yain Miyom Tov L'Chaveh L'Gam Ken Asur. Let's say a guy needs wine on Shabbos to make Kiddush on Motzei Shabbos for Shavuos. That's a mitzvah. You're not allowed to bring wine on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. So even for a mitzvah-oriented idea, you're not allowed to do it. So Malavu Malka is not a heter to get ready for on Shabbos. So again, if you want the house clean on Shabbos, you can do it. Namely, clean off the table. But if you're going to ultimately say, I don't really need the table clean, I can look at the table with the crumbs, but I'm doing it in order to have a Malava Malka, that's a problem. And that brings us to the next issue. Caveat number two. Not clear that it's for a weekday. The second heter is not one for all and all for one, but rather when you do something that's not clear that you're actually doing it for after Shabbos. Can anyone think of an example before we go into the sources? Something that can be interpreted in two ways. Either you do it for Shabbos or after Shabbos. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, no one's going to guess. Asur la'vi yayin miyom tov l'chaveiro. You're not allowed to bring wine on Shabbos in order to make Avdolah after Shabbos. Or in the 2 weeks' time, you're not allowed to bring wine on Shabbos in order to make Kiddush on Shavuos, Motzei Shabbos. U'bishat atchak, when you have no choice, there's a dire circumstances, shelo yimatze b'layla b'kal, because you're not going to find the wine Motzei Shabbos, mutar la'havi yayin, v'chein mayim miyom tov l'chaveiro. You are allowed to bring both water and wine from one day to the next, let's say from Shabbos to after Shabbos. Why? But, says the Mishnah Berurah, Rach shetzarich la'aviyobo deyom gadol. Number one is, you have to bring it not a second before Shabbos ends, but when? What's ba'od hayom gadol? That's a halachic term. Od hayom gadol means, literally, the day is still big. What does that mean?
Before Mincha Katana, I didn't know.
Right. Namely, you're bringing it in such a way that it's not clear that the person you're bringing it to is going to be using it for after Shabbos. You're bringing a cup of water, you're bringing a glass of water, or let's say this bottle of water. I bring it to my friend. The time is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Shabbos ends at 8 o'clock at night. Is it clear that I'm prepared for Shabbos, the Motzei Shabbos? No. Explain to Mishnah Berurah. The lo mucha chamilta, the efshar, the tzarich adayin, the tzarich hayom. So take the same example, and let's think of an opposite situation. Lo aleinu Tisha B'Av is Motzei Shabbos. Many, many good Jews like to brush their teeth before they go into a fast day. 2 minutes before Shkia, on that Shabbos Tisha B'Av, you brush your teeth. Are you allowed to? 100% not. Why? Because it's clear, mucha chamilta, Nikar, that you're doing it for after Shabbos. Who brushes their teeth 2 minutes before Shkia on a regular Shabbos? But if you drink a cup of water 2 minutes before Shkia, who says it's for after Shabbos? Maybe I'm thirsty right now. And adds the Mishnah Berurah, you should bring it in a different way than you do on a weekday. This Mishnah Berurah is one of my favorites, simply because the Mishnah Berurah says that ultimately the Gaboim cannot play around even in shul. And you've seen this before. After Shabbos, let's say this year Shavuos is coming out on Motzei, Shabbos, Parsha, Midbar. What are we going to read the first day of Shavuos? Okay, dead giveaway. What did we get from Shavuos? We learned this in grade school. Kindergarten, primary, wherever school you went to. God gave us the Torah. So what portion of the Torah do you guess we're going to read on Shavuos? Aseret HaDibrot. Which sefer is it in?
Shmot.
So, if you have one sefer Torah in the shul, and the sefer Torah in the shul is on Parshat Bamidbar, you read Bamidbar, a very annoying Parsha, but you got through it, davening is over, it's Shabbos, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, depending how nice your chazanim were. Ultimately, at that moment, what is the most convenient thing to do?
No,
that's a trick question. Very good. We still have mincha to daven. So now after mincha, we do a mincha gedola, 1:20. By 1:45, we're out the door. We're on our way to our shluf. We'll talk about that shluf in a moment. We're on our way to our shluf. Can we now roll the Torah to Parshat Yitro? No. Why?
Because it's preparing for after Shabbat.
Right. And is there any way for us to say, no, we're not preparing for after Shabbos. We're actually needed on Shabbos.
No.
Who in God's name needs to say for Torah on Shabbos learning Parshat Yitro? You want to learn Parshat Yitro? What does a normal person do? They take out their phone. No, I'm joking. They go ahead and take a book off the shelf and they read it. Therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, I got an idea for you. You ready for this? The Im Omer Sham Eze Psukim BaTorah Have Kelimut L'Shatov Lo Mekrachana. I have a little trick, says the Aruch HaShulchan. If you actually roll the Torah on Shabbos to Parshat Yitro from Parshat Bamidbar, or in this case Parshat Naso that we're going to read at Mincha, and you actually start reading from it, you're practicing the laning, then it's not Hachana. Why?
No, but you're practicing for after Shabbat.
You may be practicing for after Shabbat, but you're learning Torah. In other words, any time that you can take an act that you can interpret in two ways. Namely, it might be for after Shabbos, but it might not be for after Shabbos. And how is that done with the Sefer Torah? I'm learning from it on Shabbos. Then it's okay. This comes up when a Purim comes out in Motzei Shabbos. Can I bring the Megillah to shul on Shabbos? Of course not. You need it for after Shabbos. But if you're going to learn from the Megillah on Shabbos, then yeah, you can bring it to shul on Shabbos. So you see here that the second caveat for Achana Mikolash Tuchol is not one for all and all for one, but rather when you can interpret an act in two ways. It could be for after Shabbos, but it could be for Shabbos. In the case of the Sefer Torah, is beautiful, and that is that I'm rolling it to Parshat Yitro because I'm reading tomorrow from Parshat Yitro. If you just roll it, you put it back in the Aron, that's Achana Mikolash Tuchol. But if you read from it on Shabbos, you start practicing, you start looking at it, then it's okay. Can anyone give me another example like this? Very useful. So many Jews, this particular Shavuos, what they're going to do is they're not going to daven mincha early, they're going to daven mincha late. Why? Because we have this crazy Jewish minhag that on Motzei, on Erev Shavuos, we do not start Shavuos early. This year it's a dead giveaway because it's Motzei Shabbos. So you're going to have like a 36-minute wait between Shkia and Seita Kochavim when you can daven Ma'ariv. So many Jews don't like to leave the house too often. They like to leave the house for Mincha, come home, then go back for Ma'ariv. So we want to have kill two birds with one stone. So we're going to daven Mincha towards the end of Shabbos. Let's say we finish Mincha 2 minutes before Shkia, and then the rabbi is going to give a drasha for 36 minutes, 38 minutes to be precise. And at 38 minutes and 1 second, the chazan will say Baruch Hu. If after davening in the morning on Shabbos, the gabbai goes around and puts all the chairs back, puts all the tables nice, is that a chana or not? On the one hand, it is. We're not davening until later. On the other hand, it's not. Why? Because we have to still daven mincha on Shabbos. We want the shul to be clean on Shabbos. So anytime you have an act that you can interpret in two ways. One way is it's a chana. The other way is it's not. It's okay to do on Shabbos. So two aterim, first of all. Number one is, if you're already washing one dish, you can wash all the dishes. If you're allowed to wash that one dish because you need it, you can wash all the dishes. Second heter, any time that it's not nikkur and clear that it's for after Shabbos. If you can interpret it in two different ways, and we gave the example of bringing wine to someone on Shabbos. Maybe he's going to drink it on Shabbos. Maybe he's going to drink it Motzei Shabbos. I don't know. Many Jews like to drink wine at every meal on Shabbos. Maybe he's going to drink it at Shalosh Shudos. Maybe not. As long as you could say maybe yes, maybe not, it's okay. And the last caveat of the day, what?
Resting on Shabbos the same next.
Oh, here we go. Now comes the clincher. Why did we even give this year today? Because something is going to happen next week that is absolutely usher. And that comes to the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Magen Avraham and the name of the Sefer Hasidim. And again, I don't know if this is a true, what I like to call halacha, because the Sefer Hasidim does have things that only very, very pious Jews, of which I am not, do. But since the Mishnah Berurah quoted it in the name of the Magen Avraham, we're going to quote it. Avalo yomar nelech venishan kedei shenuchal lasot melachteinu b'motzei Shabbat shemareh b'zeh Shenoach v'yoshen b'shvil yemot achol. Translation. Are you going to take a shluf on Shabbos afternoon when Shavuos is Motzei Shabbos? You're going to stay up all night? Yes, you're allowed to take a nap. No problem taking a nap. What can't you do?
Say that you're doing it.
You can't say you're doing it so you can stay up all night. So caveat number three is you can do an act that from your perspective and deep in your heart, you're only doing it because you're up all night for Motzei Shabbos, namely taking a nap. But you can't say it. You can't say I'm doing it for Motzei Shabbos. So let's take this five times over. We talked about cleaning the table. You can clean the table. What can't you do?
So
you can't say, I am cleaning the table for your Malava Malka. I am cleaning the table for the Yontif meal we're going to eat at night. You can make the house neat and clean, but you can't say, I'm doing it for after Shabbos. Shabbos, I don't care about. The house is going to be filthy. Motzei Shabbos, all of a sudden, I care. So I'm already preparing now. That's a very interesting caveat and very practical next week. Don't say with your words, with your mouth, don't verbalize that you are cleaning the house for
Shavuot.
Or you're taking a nap to stay up all night. No. But if you're doing it and not saying it, that's okay. So let's say a guy or a girl is giving a shiur on Motzei Shabbos in the all-night learning. And they're looking over their papers. And the little girl, little boy says, hey, Dad, Mom, what are you doing? What's the answer?
Learning Torah.
I'm learning Torah. Beautiful. What is the incorrect answer?
I'm preparing
the shiur that I'm giving on Motzei Shabbos. So we saw three heterim. Heter number one is, if you're already washing one dish, you can wash all the dishes. Heter number two is, when it's not clear and nikkur that it's for the weekday, then it's okay to prepare from Shabbos day after Shabbos, as long as it's not clear and coherent to everyone, clear and present, that you're doing it for after Shabbos. And heter number three is, don't say that you're doing it for after Shabbos. Just to end this year with something cute. The same Tzitz Eliezer that allowed Shari Tzedek Hospital to wash the dishes on Shabbos. Do you remember why?
Because it was hygienic.
Hygienic, and it was filthy, and they just couldn't stand looking at it, and sanitary reasons, on Shabbos. So the same Tzitz Eliezer that said that, in the name of the Shut Marashag, if you have a house where you can't stand looking at the dishes on the counter, so you wash them, he allowed it. It's the same Tzitz Eliezer that got the following question. I couldn't believe the question when I saw it, but in the same tshuva, right afterwards it says the question. So what's interesting about when you bring sources from what's called Proyekt Ashut, when you bring sources from that famous CD, now it's not even a CD, it's a disc on key, that ultimately has the entire Torah on it, with all the responsa literature and whatnot, usually what you do is you find the source, you cut and paste it, and you put it in your source sheet. So I have a minhag that I've developed. I want to see what else is written there. Sometimes it's a nice salutation. Sometimes it's a shtuch. I'm not going to translate that into English. Sometimes it's other things. I just looked ahead. What's the next part of the tshuva? And listen to this. I had to bring it here. I loved it. Askir b'zeh, if I'm already talking about this, and I already allowed you to wash the dishes on Shabbos, if you can't stand looking at them dirty on Shabbos, Askir b'zeh, allow me to indulge me for a moment, says the Tzitz Eliezer, which is funny because he's writing it, like who's telling him not to write it? Askir b'zeh, mashini shalti mitamid chacham echad. Allow me to share with you what I heard from one Talmud Chacham. So I said, oh, a Talmud Chacham asked a question. It's probably a good question. You ready for the question? Answer, this Talmud Chacham may have been a Talmud Chacham, but his question is a terrible question. His son wants to go to the Kotel Shabbos afternoon. He wants to daven mincha there. He wants to say goodbye to Shabbos at the Kotel. Is that a good thing? A wonderful thing. We're very happy. He should do that. This Motzei Shabbos is Yom Yerushalayim. Very appropriate. Go say goodbye to Shabbos and Mekabel Pnei Yom Yerushalayim at the Kotel. That's fine. So he's going to walk to the Kotel, and we all know you can't live near the Kotel unless you're a millionaire. No one lives in the Rova unless they're a millionaire or they got lucky. They live far away. So he's going to take an hour walk to get to the Kotel, but Motzei Shabbos, when he's allowed to drive, he'd like to drive home. There's only one problem. What's the problem? Read on. No, I'm not talking about when it's Yom Tov. This is Motzei Shabbos. That much of an idiot he wasn't. No. God forbid. If Yeshe is a derech, she yuchal lakachat oto kartis hanesiya shel eged. Can he take his
Ravkav?
In this case, there was no Ravkav, I think. It was still those kartisiyot they used to punch. Can he take his kartisiya, his Ravkav, whatever it is, in his pocket for Motzei Shabbos? There's an Eruv, right? He wants to take it from Motzei Shabbos. What do you think the Tzitzel Yezer answered? And I said it was usher. Why? Based on this whole shir. Number one, it's mukta. You cannot take the Ravkav because you have no use for it on Shabbos, so by default it's mukta. And number two, says the Tzitz Eliezer, even if you find a way to override the mukta, how can you override mukta? If something's mukta, how do you get it off the table?
Grama.
Not grama. No, grama is indirect. There's another way. It's called Kila Achar Yad. You're close. What's Kila Achar Yad?
With a different method. Of
here. This is my Bluetooth. Okay? It's on the middle of the table. I want to take it off. So on a normal day, I pick it up and I take it off. Let's say this is not a good example. It's Klisha Malach Taliso. You have a raw potato on the table. How are you going to take it off? You take your elbow, you kick it off, whatever. So this guy wants to take his kartisiyah, his Ravkav. The normative way is to put it in his pocket or hold it in his hand. If he can somehow override that, it would be maybe putting it like this. Now, how he's going to go to the Kotel like this the whole time, I don't know. Or maybe he'll put it in his ear. Yeah, I don't know how he'll do that. I'll put it under his kippah. Maybe he has a hat. I'll put it under his hat. Or he'll put it in his shoe. He'll do something that allows him to carry the mukta. Even if you override the mukta issue, says the Tzitz Eliezer, afilu im yuchalim tzor tzederich etaltalo ke la'achar yad, gam kenen la'atir, mishu misarach er, v'haynu mishu misarach hanami, shabbat la'achol. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, I'm very lenient on this issue. I allow you to wash the dishes on Shabbos if it bothers you on Shabbos. But here, there's no heter. Why? Let's look at our three caveats. One, do you need the kartisiyah on Shabbos? No. You need the Ravkav? No. So you have no one for one. That's irrelevant. Number two, is it clear that it's for the Motzei Shabbos?
Yes.
100% clear. And number three, if you're taking that Ravkav, is there any way in the world that you're going to say, I need it on Shabbos? The only way I thought this is a Talmid Chacham. He has to somehow find. It was like this. He has a book. He's going to take his book. As a bookmark, he's going to use it. With due respect, didn't go by me. But you see, the Tzitz Eliezer says you have to take this Yisr seriously. So I gave a heter to wash the dishes because I felt it was for Shabbos. But taking a kartisiya or a Ravkav to the Kotel at mincha time, in order to use it after Shabbos, is a dead giveaway of achana mikodesh l'chol. So we learned today a very important issue of not preparing from Shabbos to after Shabbos. It will be very, very relevant in a week for Yom Yerushalayim, Shavuos, and for the Zionists amongst us, Yom Yerushalayim even. But, so we have to be very careful not to prepare from Shabbos to after Shabbos on anything that's a malacha. However, anything that is for Shabbos, namely, I can't stand looking at the dishes. Or I'm already washing out a cup, I'll wash out all the 10 cups. Or it's not clear that it's for after Shabbos, and it's not said that it's for after Shabbos. In all those cases, it's okay. So, we have to be very careful in the way we talk, and in the acts we do, to make sure that everything we do on Shabbos is for the sake of Shabbos. It's a holy day, and anything done for the holy day has to remain on the holy day. You can't do something on the holy day for the weekday. Thank you all very, very much. Have a very good day.